And I'm really proud now to be part of this company whereby, based upon our business model, we are able to, you know, help those in countries similar to the one in which I grew up, where people may not have access to electricity or they may be affected by a natural disaster. And again, you know, our lights provide not only light, but many of them also provide mobile charging capabilities, which is essential, you know, in the time of a natural disaster.
We simply make products for people. And if you make a product for someone that they enjoy using, high design, not necessarily a high price, that person will utilize that product and it will be good for them, their community, and the environment.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us John Salinger, founder, and Sangha Jung, CEO of Empowered, the power of sun in your hands. Welcome, John and Sangha.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Since record keeping of temperatures, climates began in 1895, our temperatures in the U.S. have risen about 1.5 to 1.9 degrees. That doesn't seem such a big of a jump, say over 125 years. So why is it a big deal?
So happy to speak to that. Obviously, just small incremental change in temperature creates massive ocean rising. And I think some of the data suggests a couple of degrees and we're all underwater. So that is not insignificant at all. That would be the new math.
And what has impacted this change in general? What happened over the last so many years to bring about these increases in temperature?
You can go on ExxonMobil's website and they'll tell you that it's obviously known by the scientific community that humans are impacting this change, emissions, mm-hmm. in particular CO2.
What about, like, people say you must recycle, you do all these on your individual levels, but what I have read is there are 5 or 6 companies worldwide which contribute to the majority of the greenhouse gases that we have in our environment today.
I would say that it's several countries that are the major contributors based upon their insatiable demand for resources and for products and services that require resources in order to, you know, create them. The globe is such that there is inequity in resource distribution. The output of some countries mm-hmm. directly impacts, you know, how we're all able to live.
So, John, you started Empowered, right? What did you do before?
This is going to be a long podcast. I did a lot. I worked at a tech company. I worked at a finance company. I worked in fashion photography. I ran event spaces and nightclubs in New York City and Times Square. I've done a slew of different things. You know, I worked for Associated Press and ABC News. So I've sort of seen marketing, sales, operations, finance, and that sort of enabled me to do something that was much more purposeful for me, something that was much more meaningful for me. Mm-hmm. So I took the skill sets that I learned along the way and then decided to found a B Corp and benefit corporation, utilize those skill sets to do good, but also to bring some meaning to my life and my existence. A short existence on this planet.
So were you always an innovator growing up, trying to tinker with things and do stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to tell you that I created the newest form of lemonade when I was a 3-year-old, but I didn't. You know, for me, it was more a progressive upbringing by my parents. I do owe a ton to them on people and planet, and I speak on that any chance I get.
How was it different?
I was brought up in such a way, I was a different generation where you sort of fend for yourself as a kid. I was a 4th child, so, you know, maybe I was there, maybe I wasn't, didn't matter. They were professionals at that point and realized the less attention, the better. And certain, both were psychologists, actually. But in terms of, you know, how my upbringing was either different or not, you know, my parents grew up in a time and marched in the 60s, et cetera, and felt that you're not here alone and you have to take care of your home, and your home being your planet. And they instilled that. at that time how different that was in terms of parenting. I think it was probably generally known and popular parenting. Mm-hmm. I think maybe that might be coming back now, hopefully. But I do think it resonated with me. My mother, you know, worked on grants for abused public school kids, as an example, and got millions of dollars. My father was the head of science for the American Psychological Association. So they did sort of these macro, progressive, social, impactful programming for their entire careers. I don't know if they ever sat me down and said, you know, people and planet, but they definitely led by example and it resonated. And mm-hmm. when I found it empowered, I felt meaning. And I'm sure that is why that was ingrained at a young age.
As a parent, I was wondering, because, you know, we all know the millennial Gen Zs are so conscious about the environment, about social, environmental, economic impacts they have. So I was wondering, did we do something right? Did we do something wrong as a parent? What created that? And I just wanted to see, you're from a different generation, but have pretty strong values in along the same lines. And so when did you start Empower?
That was July in 2012.
Tell me a little bit about the impetus. Did you innovate? Did you create the products? How did it start?
40 iterations of the first product that I worked with co-founder on. And it was challenging at first because I hadn't been in product specifically before. But I had gone to Haiti and saw challenges that people that aren't as lucky or fortunate as I was. I grew up on the Upper West Side of Manhattan, and although it was a little shakier of a neighborhood than it is now, and we are all fine sort of in the West in general, not all of us, but most of us. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, at the time, seeing in our hemisphere, seeing the state of life, actually, mm-hmm. In Haiti was very difficult for me. And so actually being there right after the earthquake, seeing the sort of global neglect that the country has and still faces to this day,